Body and Mind, Study of the Way, Ehe Dogen. Everyday mind means to maintain everyday mind in this world or in any world. Yesterday goes forth from this moment, and today comes forth from this place. With going, the boundless sky goes. With coming, the entire earth comes. This is everyday mind. So I want to read for you a little Frankenstein paragraph that I put together earlier today. It's got all quotes of a number of different people. One is Peter Levitt, who recently published a book on Dogen. I think it's called The Essential Dogen. So some of his language is in here, and some of other teachers, someone named Katz and Dogen's, and a little bit of my own. We'll see how it goes. Katz wrote, "An enlightened person is someone who embodies the deep understanding of non-duality, of intimacy, while acting in accordance with ordinary boundaries." Peter Levitt writes, "Wholeness is the fundamental reality for all beings. Though people suffer from the ingrained pattern of dualistic thinking that prevents us from knowing this. In The Endeavor of the Way, Dogen encouraged his students in the following manner. Sit zazen wholeheartedly. Conform to the Buddha form and let go of all things. Then, leaping beyond the boundary of delusion and enlightenment, free from the paths of ordinary and sacred, unconstrained by ordinary thinking, immediately wander at ease, enriched with great enlightenment. When you practice in this way, how can those who are concerned with the traps and snares of words and letters be compared to you? You are whole and inseparable from the functioning of the vast universe, but you may not realize it and may be in the habit of arousing discriminatory views and regarding them as real. If we remain in the realm of non-duality, or if we are attached to the ephemeral realm of ideas alone, the ability to actualize wholeness will remain beyond our grasp." I want to read that last sentence for you again. If we remain in the realm of non-duality, or if we are attached to the ephemeral realm of ideas alone, the ability to actualize wholeness will remain beyond our grasp. So you can see how that circles back to the opening sentence. An enlightened person is someone who embodies the deep understanding of non-duality, of intimacy, while acting in accordance with ordinary boundaries. There's a lot in there about wholeness, about realizing our wholeness. Dogen says that all we need to do to realize our wholeness is to practice, that we are the wholeness already, that there's nothing different that we need to become. This is it. This practice that we are doing together right here is the wholeness. The intimacy is your true nature already manifesting. No gap between you and the rest of the world, never has been. We just imagine that there is, and then we believe what we imagine. Everyday mind means to maintain everyday mind, just this ordinary mind. In this world, or in any world, could be yesterday's world, could be tomorrow's world. Yesterday goes forth from this moment. Today comes forth from this place. With going, the boundless sky goes. With coming, the entire earth comes. This is everyday mind. This is to say that our mind is made up of all the things that we are experiencing and sensing and thinking. We imagine our mind is over here in some little bubble, I guess. Saran-wrapped little bubble of some kind. And then outside of it is everybody else. But everybody else is your mind. Everyday mind opens the gate of the inner chamber, because thousands of gates and myriads of doors open and close all at once. It is everyday mind. Now this boundless sky and entire earth are like unrecognized words, a voice from the deep. Isn't that so beautiful? So evocative, such poetry. How can we know what is here now when we have never experienced it before? This ever-emerging presence that is brand new to us. We are all children, tasting this moment for the very first time. But we forget that. And we think, oh, here I am again at Morningstar for my regular routine of practice. Those of us who have done this a number of times. Now, for those of you who are relatively new here, how wonderful. Shunryu Suzuki used to call that beginner's mind, and he said, never lose your beginner's mind. Words are all inclusive. Mind is all inclusive. Things are all inclusive. Take the word mind, just a word, and it points to something. But that thing that it points to may not be what we think it is. Just sitting here a moment ago, I was doing my practice. just sitting still, shutting up, paying attention. And sometimes I drop in a little question. What is? We all have these moments where body and mind fall away, where the distinctions are non-existent. And in those moments, we are awake to the non-duality, to the intimacy of the moment. And it is as if there is nothing at all. And then we begin to notice this and name this, or we start to have other thought formations, maybe an intrusive thought. You have an intrusive thought. You're sitting meditating. Donald Trump! You go, oh, fuck. ooh, what was that? Suddenly we're drawn into these incredible, entangling narratives about the state of the world. And we notice, though, that these are all thought formations. You know, sometimes they have such enormous power, such gripping presence, that all we can do is bow. Dogen said that if we give up bowing, we may as well give up the whole practice of Buddhism. Sometimes we have to bow what's present for us in our heart, mind. Earlier this week, I realized I had been keeping at bay my distress about the state of the world, just holding it at arm's distance because I was feeling paralyzed and like there was nothing I could do, or feeling powerless in a situation that troubled me. And it was a very wonderful thing to name that and just let it be true, to let myself feel that distress completely again. I know that sounds bizarre, but that's our practice, to turn toward whatever is arising. Words themselves, our stories themselves, are all inclusive. Words are all inclusive. You say one word and the whole catastrophe comes forth, doesn't it? The power of a word to bring forth ancient karma. Although there is birth and death in each moment of this life of birth and death, the body after the final body is never known. The body after the final body. The body after the final body is the body of enlightenment. It is never known. We cannot wrap our minds around it. So our thoughts come up in the context of the body after the final body. Always present, always with us. You imagine after comes later, but it doesn't. After is here. It's everything that is arising. Our thoughts and everything beyond thought. Very intimate with us already. Already present. Even though you do not know it, if you arouse the thought of enlightenment, you will move forward on the way of enlightenment. Enlightenment is this practice here. What we are doing right here together. The movement is already here, says Dogen. Do not doubt it in the least. Even if you should doubt it, this is nothing but everyday mind. And everyday mind means to maintain this everyday mind. Everyday mind is enlightenment. Ordinary mind is the way. So how do we understand this birth and death? Our dualistic existence. This as opposed to that. Birth as opposed to death. Me as opposed to you. Republican as opposed to Democrat. Good as opposed to evil. All this is merely a moment or two of mind. A moment of mind is a moment of mountains, rivers, and earth. We are not separate from this great earth. We are not separate from the full catastrophe. We are not separate from the joy and the beauty and the blessings. We'd like to take the good half and leave the bad half. Interesting how we all define that differently. We come to practice imagining that we're going to get the good half. But that's not apparently how it goes. Because mountains, rivers, and earth neither exist nor do not exist. They are not large or small, not attainable or unattainable, not knowable or unknowable, not penetrable or impenetrable. They neither change with realization nor change without realization. This is Dogen inviting us beyond words and letters, beyond thoughts, beyond the categorizations that we're making all the time. The categorizations which serve us, which are deeply important, which give us a sense of direction. They are not all that we are. Everyday mind also includes mountains and rivers. And this existing and not existing, this birth and death hyphenated, this non-separation, this acknowledgement of emptiness and form, the way things have no fixed essence, the way when you look deeply, you find nothing at all. And this is true. Look deeply for yourself. Look for yourself. Not only look for yourself, but look for yourself. And in the simplest of narrative senses, you can tell a great yarn. But you'll also find there's nothing there at all. Both sides of this coin manifesting at the same time. Just wholeheartedly accept and trust that to study the way with mind is the mountains, rivers, and earth mind itself thoroughly engaging in studying the way. Each of us, an entire universe manifesting, completely independent and completely dependent on everything to exist, not existing separately at all. This trust and acceptance is neither large nor small, neither existent nor non-existent. To study this man in this manner, understanding that home is no home, abandoning home, entering the homeless life, where your home is everywhere, where your home is this moment right here. Well, how could it be if your home was at 19 Madison Road? But this is your home, just as much. This is not measurable as large or small, near or far. It is beyond beginning or end, beyond ascending or descending. Responding immediately, it benefits the self and others. Awake, here, present, acknowledging, responding. Buddhas. Thank you.